power-sharing agreement's been reached in Gaza. A reclusive communist nation tops the list of worst Christian persecutors, and one mission agency works to reach nations who read. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Peace talks in Mecca have put a new face on hope. Palestinians have agreed to a hard-wrought joint government. Sat7's David Harder says the long threat of civil war made it all the more important for their team to continue broadcasting the hope of Christ.
We know that in times like this, not only in Gaza, but in places where things are so difficult, people stay home and they watch TV, and it's fortunate that we're able to provide broadcast in the heart language that can encourage people who are living in such difficult and uncertain circumstances.
But their voice was silenced for a little while. Harder says the broadcasts were temporarily jammed.
The owner of the satellite was never able to actually determine if it was being done intentionally or accidentally. Certainly it could be accidentally, somebody trying to upload something, maybe even illegally. But it is a concern. It's very difficult to jam a satellite, but it is possible. So certainly we want to pray that the broadcast would be able to reach into places very easily.
Continue to pray for peace in the region and for Sat7 staff. Next, North Korea tops the Open Doors World Watch list for the fifth year in a row. The reclusive communist nation is followed by Saudi Arabia, Iran, Somalia, and Maldives, unchanged from last year's list. The annual list ranks countries according to the intensity of persecution Christians face for actively pursuing their faith. It's designed to draw attention to the world's 50 worst persecutors. While conditions continue to deteriorate in many of these countries, many of the believers say the gospel is spreading. You're listening to Mission Network News. People in nations who love to read are getting the word. American Tract Society works in 65 countries, printing tracts in 97 languages that are adapted for each culture. This form of evangelism is especially effective in second and third world countries. ATS's Chris Nogueras says tracts are perfect for these areas.
For example, countries like India, they're very much a reading culture, so tracts work wonderfully in countries of the two-thirds world.
ATS offers graphics and resources to help Christians develop their own ministry and further evangelistic outreach. This year, ATS is mobilizing churches and organizations to adopt specific people groups who need resources for evangelistic outreach. Noguera says,
if we work together, we can make a great impact in the Great Commission. This is a wonderful way for all Christians to work together to accomplish the Great Commission.
Since churches in these nations have little money, your support can resource them for evangelism. Go to our website to help. Meanwhile, Christian families worldwide are facing incredible challenges. That's why Sammy Tippett Ministries has produced Praying for Your Family. It was launched in the United States last month and last week in Brazil in Portuguese. Tippett says it was well received.
The Brazilian Baptist Convention, they adopted Praying for Your Family. They have 8,500 churches. They're hoping to get all 8,500 churches involved in this study of Praying for Your Family.
Tippett believes thousands of people will come to Christ as a result of this study.
As people begin to pray for their family in a very concentrated and very biblical manner, we believe that there will be many who will come to Christ. There'll be children, family members, parents who are away from the Lord who will come back to the Lord. We've just released this stuff, and already we're seeing that happen.
The material is expected to be available in Persian, Armenian, Chinese, Afrikaans, and Russia by the end of the year. And Christian Czech and Slovak gospel broadcasts originating from HCJB Global are moving with a natural progression to the Internet. The idea began 5 years ago with the end of the shortwave broadcasts. Today, to keep up with the changing technologies, the team works from the Czech Republic using the Internet to connect with Czech-speaking people around the world. Pray for the team's wisdom as they respond to listener questions. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid's making available Discovery House Music's Passionate Praise. This free CD features praise and worship for today's church. Songs like Enough, How Great Is Our God, and 13 others. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.